Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So children, this time I'm telling the stories of seven temples of Vrindavan. Okay, so we have already completed three temples of Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan, Shri Shri Radha Govind and Shri Shri Radha Gopina. Okay, today I'll tell you about Shri Shri Radha Damodar. Okay. There's this saint called Jiva Goswami. Okay, Jiva Goswami is the son of Anupam. There are three brothers, Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami and Anupam. Sanatan Goswami, all of you tell.
Sanatan Goswami,
Rupa Goswami and Anupam. And this Anupam's son is Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami was a very great devotee. And he used to do all, and he was a great scholar. He has written lakhs of verses. There are universities spending time just trying to understand what he has written. And Jiva Goswami, he used to do very menial service to Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was his uncle. So whatever Rupa Goswami wanted, he would go and bring. If he wanted flowers, he would go and bring flowers. He used to write scriptures. In those days, there were no notebook and pen. They used to have palm leaves. So he used to bring the best palm leaves to serve Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami once from the Vindhya hills, he got a black marble deity. And that deity he personally carved. And that deity came to be known as Shri Shri Radha Damodar. And that deity he personally gave it to Jiva Goswami. Who gave to whom? Give it to Jiva Goswami. Rupa, now the boys tell, I heard only the girls. Rupa Goswami gave to Jiva Goswami. Try to understand. Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami are saints. Rupa Goswami is the uncle of Jiva Goswami. Yeah. Rupa Goswami's deity is Radha Govind. And Jiva Goswami is gifted the deity of Radha Damodar. All of you tell. Yeah. So he personally carved, Rupa Goswami personally carved the deity and he gave it to Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami, all of you sit like me and listen to this. This is very important. Sit like me how I am sitting. Just for some more time. Little tapasya for all of you. Jiva Goswami was such a great devotee that the Lord, see for us, we have to cook and give to the Lord, isn't it? But Jiva Goswami was such a great devotee that Damodar, Lord Krishna, in the form of Radha Damodar, he would tell, Jiva, I am very hungry. Please cook for me something. Can you imagine? Lord Krishna speaking to him. So Jiva immediately would get all the ingredients and he would personally cook and he give it to Radha Damodar. So this way he would serve the deities. And not only that, sometimes Radha Damodar, he would say, hey Jiva, come here. And see, I'm going to play the flute. And Jiva, the Lord, Radha Damodar, he would play the flute. And it was so nice, Jiva Goswami would enjoy. At that time, Radha Damodar would dance. The deity would dance. And you know how Jiva Goswami was in his childhood? He used to worship Krishna Balaram deities. Krishna Balaram Murti. For deities is an English word. The Hindi word is Murti. वो कृष्ण बलराम जी के डेटीज को मूर्तियों को प्रार्थ पूजा करते थे व्हेन ही वाज स्मॉल लाइक यू एंड यू नो व्हाट ही यूज्ड टू डू इन द नाइट आल्सो ही यूज्ड टू कीप देम विथ हिम कृष्ण बलराम यूज्ड टू कीप देम विथ हिम एंड देन ही यूज्ड टू स्लीप एंड इन द ड्रीम वन डे कृष्ण बलराम केम एंड इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिम दे चेंज्ड इनटू चैतन्य एंड नित्यानंद. So all this past time used to happen with Jiva Goswami. And now let me see whose memory is very good. I will tell the names of four deities. All of you pay attention. And then I'll ask a question after I complete. Let me see whose brain is very sharp. Shri Shri Radha Damodar belongs to Jiva Goswami. All of you repeat.
Shri Shri Radha Damodar belongs to Jiva Goswami.
Or in short, Radha Damodar Jiva Goswami.
Radha Damodar Jiva Goswami.
Say once more.
Radha Damodar Jiva Goswami. Radha Damodar Jiva Goswami.
in this temple there are four sets of deities.
Four sets.
Then other set is Shri Shri. Actually, we should not tell just Radha Madhav. So we have to tell Shri Shri. But for you to understand now, I will just tell Radha Madhav Jaidev Goswami.
Radha Madhav Jaidev Goswami. Radha Madhav Jaidev Goswami. Radha Madhav Jaidev Goswami.
Radha Damodar belongs to
Jiva Goswami.
Very good. Radha Madhav
Jaidev Goswami.
Now the third is Radha Vrindavan Chandra.
Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Radha Vrindavan Chandra.
It belongs to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami.
Radha Vrindavan Chandra belongs to
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami.
I'll ask the other way round also after some time. Okay. Now, Radha Madhava.
Jaidev Goswami.
Jaidev Goswami. And Radha Damodar.
Jiva Goswami.
Radha Vrindavan Chandra.
Krishnadas Kaviraj.
Krishnadas.
Krishnadas
Kaviraj.
Kaviraj.
Goswami.
Goswami.
These, why I'm making you tell their names again and again? Just by telling their names, you are going to get blessings of the Lord. That is why. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
Now, Radha.
Radha.
Child chicken.
Child chicken.
Belongs to.
Belongs to.
Bhugarbha Goswami.
Bhugarbha Goswami.
Radha child chicken.
Radha child chicken.
What is this? Is children, listen. For every pastime, like that day I told you the pastime of Damodar.
Yes.
Every name of Krishna is related to a pastime. Damodar, because the dam is a rope and it is tied on the stomach of the Lord, so his name is Damodar. Like that, Madhava means the husband of goddess of fortune, goddess of Lakshmi. Like that, Radha child chicken is the deity of Bhugarbha Goswami. Radha child chicken.
Bhugarbha Goswami.
Radha child chicken.
Bhugarbha Goswami.
Now I'll make it the other way round. Jiva Goswami.
Radha Damodar.
Jaidev Goswami.
Radha Madhav.
Radha
Madhav.
Okay. Now Bhugarbha Goswami. Radha Chaitchikan. Don't remove Radha. Without Radha, Krishna will never be happy. Radha Chaitchikan. Got it. And then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, which deity? Yes, yes. Radha. Radha Vrindavan Chandra. So these four sets of deities are in Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan. And there is one more deity. Now, I told you three names in the starting. Sanatana Goswami.
Rupa Goswami.
And Anupam. Anupam. Wait. Don't combine those three. I'm telling another temple today. Those three are different. This is fourth temple. The first temple I took is Madan Mohan, that is Sanatana Goswami. Second is Radha Govind, that is Rupa Goswami. Radha Gopinath, Madhu Pandit. Today Radha Damodar temple has four sets of deities. And one more. All of you sit like this. Little more tapasya, just for something more. Huh? Sit like this. Sanatana Goswami is a, yeah, he used to do Govardhan. Yesterday I told you Govardhan story.
Yes.
It was 24 kilometers. If you complete the parikrama. Parikrama means you go around Govardhan. Like when you go to temple, you do parikrama, isn't it?
Yes.
Of the temple. You go around. Jabhi bhi aap log mandir jate ho, you go around.
Yes.
That is called parikrama. So around Govardhan, it is 24 kilometers. And Sanatana Goswami, he was almost 80 years old. But every day he would do that. Every day Govardhan parikrama. And after that, he will not come and sleep. He will write scriptures. So, one day when he was coming from Govardhan Parikrama, Lord Krishna, he came in a form of a boy and he told, they call the saints as Baba. Baba, that you will be tired. Why are you doing this every day? It is enough. Now you are old. It's okay if you don't do Govardhan Parikrama. So, he said, no, it is my vow. It is my promise. that I will do Govardhan Parikrama every day. So this boy, who was Lord Krishna himself, he came in the form of Krishna, and you know what he did? He took one Govardhan Shila from there. Shila, as such, it is a stone, but we don't tell it as stone because it is equal to Krishna. So he took a Govardhan Shila and he stood on that. Lord Krishna, he took a Govardhan Shila, he stood on that and he started blowing his flute. And when Lord Krishna plays his flute, everything melts. Even the rocks, they also melt. So the Giriraj, the Shila which he took, the it's in your terms it's a stone, but we should not tell it as a stone. It is Shila. He took the big Govardhan Shila. Lord Krishna stood on that and he started playing his flute. So the Shila started melting, and the lotus feet, the feet, and the feet of Lord Krishna is compared to a lotus because it is so soft. It's very soft. So Lord Krishna's lotus feet, there was an impression on that stone. Not stone, it's a Shila. Just to make you understand, I'm telling it's a stone. Okay? So that impression of Lord Krishna's feet came in that. And not only that, the moment a calf saw that Krishna is playing foot, a calf also came running and put this foot on that, on the stone, Giriraj Shila. So in that, the calf print is also there. And then Krishna put his stick and flute on that stone. So that also impression came. Are you understanding what I'm talking?
Yes.
Impression, when something melts, in that if you keep your feet, then there will be impression, isn't it? It's the same way when Giri Govardhan melted, that time Lord Krishna, why it melted?
Because
Krishna, yeah. So that time it melted, so Krishna's feet, there's an impression of, so the proof to see Lord Krishna's feet is there in Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan today also. You go and you can see the Lord Krishna's feet. There is the feet and there is the impression of the calf's hoof print, and then there is the impression of a flute and there is an impression of a stick that Krishna was carrying. And what did Lord Krishna do? It is called Giriraj. Giri means mountain. Raj means king of mountains. And king of mountains is Govardhan, because he took that Govardhan Shila and that he impressed his lotus feet. So it is called Shila. I told you that stone is, you should not tell stone. To make you understand, I told, because by telling stone, the value of that becomes low. It is Giriraj Charan. Charan is the lotus feet. Giriraj Charan Shila. All of you repeat.
Giriraj Charan Shila.
So that Lord Krishna personally gave that to Sanatana Goswami. And he told him, you don't have to do the parikrama every day of the full Govardhan. You just do 4 times parikrama of this Giriraj Charan Shila. That is equal to doing parikrama of the whole Govardhan. So when you go to this temple, if you give some donation, that pujari will show you that. Giriraj Charan Shila in Radha Damodar temple. Once we'll just revise all the 4 deities. Radha Damodar, Radha Madhav, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and Radha Child Chicken Bhugarbha. I'm not so satisfied because all of you are not telling. I want all of you to get mercy of Krishna. So once we'll just repeat the names of the deities 3 times. Is it okay?
Yes.
Radha Damodar Jiva Goswami. No, you don't tell. You just tell after me, because I'm saying some of you are not getting it. I want everybody to get the mercy. Radha Damodar Jiva Goswami.
Radha Damodar Jiva Goswami. Radha Damodar Jiva Goswami. Radha Damodar Jiva Goswami.
Very good. Radha Madhav Jaydev Goswami.
Radha Madhav Jaydev Goswami. Radha Madhav Jaydev Goswami. Radha Madhav Jaydev Goswami.
Radha Vrindavan Chandra Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
Radha Vrindavan Chandra Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
Okay. Radha, wait. Radha Vrindavan Chandra.
Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Radha Vrindavan Chandra.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Das Abhiraj Goswami.
Radha Child Chicken.
Radha Child Chicken. Radha Child Chicken. Radha Child Chicken.
Bhugarbha Goswami.
Bhugarbha Goswami. Bhugarbha Goswami. Bhugarbha Goswami.
Shri Shri Radha Damodar Devaki.
Jai.
In that temple also there is a place where Srila Prabhupada's a room where Srila Prabhupada was writing all the Srimad Bhagavatam translations. That place is also there in Radha Damodar temple. And not only that, at the back there are 64 samadhis. Samadhi means when a saint leaves his body is kept at that place, and then a sort of construction is made so that it, because the saint's body is not like ours, it's a divine body. Our body is not divine, but saint's body is divine. So the saints, their bodies are kept, it is buried, and then, yeah. No, that the thing is, it is called samadhi. Samadhi means in remembrance of the saints, they keep, sometimes they keep pushpa samadhi also. That is the flowers lying on the body of a saint when he leaves, those flowers are also kept. So this way there are samadhis at the
back.
At the back of Radha Damodar temple. Shri Shri Radha Damodar ki.
Jai.
Shri Vrindavan Dham.